Good morning. Welcome to today's Talk of the Town program, a daily feature on Kiowa that airs Monday through Friday at 8:30. I'm Tom Trauber. Each day I'll talk to one of our friends and neighbors from the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on here in our little corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you by Citizen State Bank in Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank. By Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story. By Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon. State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, by the train station and train station 2, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation of Sheldon. Our guest this morning on Talk of the Town is Sioux County Sheriff Jamie Van Vorst, and we will talk with him right after this.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon. The train station 2 has arrived in Sheldon. Docked and happy to serve with fine daily specials. Enjoy some incredible foods and some delicious appetizers any day of the week. 3 p.m. to close and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Enjoyable, wonderful food creations off a generous menu and amazing atmosphere. Board the train at the train station 2 in Sheldon.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to Talk of the Town on this Wednesday morning. The 21st of August, and we have in studio with us this morning Sioux County Sheriff Jamie Van Vorst, and I think Skip was a little nervous when he saw you walk in the front door.
I told him just to be at ease.
There you go. Good. Well, hey, good morning, and thank you for joining us this morning. A couple of things we want to talk about, something I saw on your website, is Project Lifesaver. Tell me a little more about Project Lifesaver.
Yeah, so first off, thanks for having me, Tom. Project Lifesaver is a program that, and I don't have the original year of its beginning, but it was quite a long time ago. It was when I first started, so it was 30 years ago. And it kind of fell apart. There was not people that didn't want to go to training or for whatever reasons, it kind of went away.
Some of those things that work so well that you stop doing them.
Yes, that was one of those things. Can't really tell you why, but it's been recently revived in past years and with good success.
And now Project Lifesaver is not just Sioux County, but it's also Bryan County?
That's right.
Okay. And what is Project Lifesaver?
So it's a band that can be worn by somebody who's prone to wandering. That could be due to Alzheimer, dementia, autism, Down syndrome, any other condition that they would be prone to wandering. They wear a band, and if they do wander, can't be found, that we can use a tracking device, and it uses radio frequency to find it.
Oh, very cool. So it's something like our cell phones. They can track us with our cell phones, of
yes.
course, with pinging the phone, but this is a radio frequency, so yeah. it's a little more accurate and a little more pinpoint.
Yes. Yep. And we start out with an antenna, kind of like what's on a vehicle, and then as we get closer to the signal, then we can use a device that hones in more on its handheld and can be found by somebody on foot tracking it.
Fantastic. So if folks want more information, excuse me just a minute. Summer colds are the worst.
Oh, yes.
If folks want more information about Project Lifesaver, how can they get that, or how can they sign up?
Yeah, so there's two ways, and I guess three. It's on our website at SiouxCountySheriff.org, which is in our headline section, and we'll leave that up there, which has the document that has both contacts, which is the Sioux County Emergency Management Director, Nate Heisinga. His phone number, direct line, is 737-4010. And then also by contacting the O'Brien County Emergency Management Director, Jared Johnson, and his number is 757-4305.
Fantastic. So Project Lifesaver, a worthwhile project to help keep those safe who are not always in a position to keep themselves safe.
For sure. And a lot of people think, oh, I can watch this person, or, you know what, I know their routine. They go walk to the mailbox and come back every day, until all of a sudden that doesn't happen.
Until they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a scary feeling. We recently had one over in by Middleburg, where a gentleman with Alzheimer's or dementia wandered into a cornfield.
And it took a minute to find him, too, as I recall.
It did. And unfortunately, we didn't have them signed up for Project Lifesaver before, but they were after, and we're glad he was alive to do that.
I was going
to
say, I bet they are now.
So. For sure. For sure. And it's a very, as we all know, for those familiar with cornfields, you get a few rows in and all of a sudden it's a whole new world.
Oh, absolutely. A whole new world for the searchers and for the person who's in the cornfield, even if they don't have the added complications of dementia or Alzheimer's or what have you.
100%.
Yeah.
We even had aerial fire trucks with the ladder way up, able to look down. We even had one of the air med helicopters flying about 20 feet above the field, and we didn't find them until all of a sudden one of the searchers on foot did. But that could have really helped that, and it would have cut down a lot of response hours. And again, like you said, stress on the responders too,
mm-hmm.
and the family.
Oh, absolutely. Because the responders particularly, you're afraid of what you might find when you do locate the individual.
I absolutely. And just using that last example, we all would have thought that the outcome would have been a bad one because it was so hot and humid that day.
Mm-hmm.
And you get in that corn and it's even worse.
Absolutely.
And the drones aren't as effective because the heat from the corn kind of negates the heat signature of the person.
Uh-huh.
So you got to look extra close, and it's stress on the drone pilots and all of that stuff.
Stress on everybody.
For sure.
And not the least of which is the person you're looking for.
Absolutely.
Because there comes a time when panic's going to set in.
It's so true. It does. And panic is the worst thing. Yeah, as we all know, you don't think clearly then, and it's a stress to the body.
Absolutely. That's Project Lifesaver, and you can find out more about that on the Sioux County Sheriff's website, siouxcountysheriff.org. Go to the news page, and it's you'll probably have to go to like the second page, maybe the third. I think I looked yesterday.
And I said it wrong. It'd be SiouxCountySheriff.com.
Okay.
I think I said org too first.
Yeah.
Sorry.
SiouxCountySheriff.com, and I should know that.
Me too.
It's not like I never go there.
We're so familiar we forget, right?
Well, it's like, do you remember your own phone number?
No.
No.
Let me think a minute.
Sheriff Jamie Van Forest of Sioux County, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about back to school safety and some other stuff. Don't go anywhere.
Sisson State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB for You. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for You mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Sisson State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Sisson State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC. Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town. I'm Tom Trober. I'm here with Sioux County Sheriff Jamie Van Voorst. And back to school, if school is about to start or has started or is delayed start for a little while for unfortunate reasons,
yeah,
in parts of the listening area. But we have to transfer our thinking from summertime and the living is easy to there are buku kids popping out from everywhere.
So many different things to watch for now.
Absolutely. You got kids on the bike cross, and they'll cross the street anywhere.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, kids on foot, I should say, cross the street anywhere. They'll pop out from between parked cars. They'll chase a ball out into the streets.
Yeah.
They'll, you know, they'll lose a paper from their backpack. They'll chase that out into the street and too often don't look. So the motorists have to. And then bicycles is a whole nother adventure besides.
That's for sure. And so I would say to people, like we always say, put down the distractions. Put the phone away. Turn the radio off. Don't be looking in the back seat. Your job is to focus forward and left and right. Watch for those kids.
Absolutely. And kids, we get, you can, I'm sure, give some words of wisdom for the kids as well.
Well, for kids, we say don't just run across a crosswalk. Assume that the cars aren't going to see you.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that we're facing, and I don't know if Sheldon has this, is those little battery-powered scooters. Kids like to ride.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that has, if the city has an ordinance here. A lot of them don't. They're mm-hmm. not classified as vehicles. So kids, therefore, aren't subject to the traffic laws like motorists are.
Right.
So they fly around on those and they don't stop and they're being kids. And so we would urge the kids on those scooters and especially the parents of those to go over the look, watch, listen, slow down, stop at the stop signs as well. Because it could mean the difference of being under a car that doesn't see you.
Absolutely. And it's easy to miss things. I, believe it or not, I hate to admit this, but this morning I missed a bobcat because it was behind my outside mirror.
Yep.
And I didn't see it till I started into the intersection. And I won't tell you what I said, but I went for the brakes really quick.
Oh, shoot.
You know, you see, close.
Something like that.
But it's so easy to miss those things. We have the blind spots. Yeah. We have the outside mirrors. For the love of Christmas, don't hang anything from your rearview mirror.
That's one.
If you have a handicap parking permit, as I do, don't leave it hanging from your rearview mirror. In fact, read what it says on there.
Yeah,
because it says right on there that it is illegal to have that hanging from your rearview mirror unless you are parked in a handicap parking spot.
Exactly.
So, and that's why, because it's a blind spot.
It's those little things that people can do, and we all are. We were in the summer mode and still can be, but now we just want people to kind of go over that mental checklist of, I've got to watch for kids on bikes, running out between cars. Watch for the bus, the stop arm, watch for those lights. And again, as we go into fall, that sun is at a different angle that mm-hmm. makes those lights hard to see. So every time you see a bus, just be ready and paying attention to those flashing lights.
You know, and of course, it's obviously illegal to pass a stop school bus with the lights flashing, the arm extended. It is an extremely heavy fine, but that is nothing compared to the price of hitting a kid.
For sure. And kids will be kids. The schools can tell them, the parents can tell them, but the first thing they want to do when they get off the bus is take a run away from it.
Get away from school.
And they do it, and they do it all the time, and they do it across the highways. And the bus driver tries to tell them to watch, but again, just assume that when you see that bus stop, that's what's going to happen.
And every year this time of year, we have some folks that don't stop for the school buses.
It happens all the time. And fortunately, it's been a while, and we want to keep it that way where we have a tragedy, but it can happen so fast.
So you watch for the school buses. Be sure to stop when the lights are flashing, the arms extended. If you don't, in Sioux County, Sheriff Van Voorst will want to have a little chat.
Yep, for sure. That's for sure. And the DOT has really put sharper teeth into those fines and suspensions now, and like a mandatory suspension. I'd have to look exactly what the penalties are, but they've really enhanced those
It's ugly.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those things. And yes.
And while we're on the subject of flashing lights, it's not just school buses that you have to be aware of, because if there are flashing lights on a vehicle on the side of the road, whether it's a law enforcement vehicle, a tow truck, a utility vehicle, four-way flashers on a car that's broken down, Iowa law requires you to do a couple of things.
Yep. Iowa has the move over law, and it's a great one. It still doesn't, again, like all other things, fix it 100%. But when you see any of those flashing lights, like you mentioned, Tom, you're to slow down and move into the other lane if you can safely do so. If you can't, then slow down in your lane to a very slow speed, to make sure that you get by it safely.
Well, and you and I have known each other for a while. You know that I have a law enforcement background.
Yep.
And I cannot count the times when I have almost been brushed by a passing car while I'm conducting a traffic stop.
Same. You know, on those highways, and you would think that full lights going on, flashing, that people would see it, and they just don't. They're not looking. They're thinking about other things that might have the sun in their eyes, might have a distraction going on.
They're on the phone. They're
yep.
singing along with the radio. They're,
so true.
Yeah, carrying on conversation in the
yep.
car.
And they just come within inches. We've had it several times, too, and we teach all of our guys, you know, basically stand facing the oncoming traffic.
Uh-huh.
As yep. well as paying attention to whatever task they're dealing with there. Multitasking experts.
A lot of stuff you got to pay attention to all the time.
For sure.
There is no such thing anymore as a routine traffic stop.
That's true.
You
That's
know,
100% so. Truth.
Now, we've talked about, you mentioned the change in the seasons and the sun in the sky. Also, one of the changing things is, I was out in the country a week or so ago, and surprisingly, based upon the way the spring started, the crops look surprisingly good.
Very good.
Which presents a problem.
Yeah.
You know, you go down, especially the gravel roads, and you're so used to nobody's ever there.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't even hardly slow down a lot of times. And that's where we have, in our little corner of the world, a lot of serious traffic crashes.
We sure do. Those cornfield corners are so dangerous. And many of them are uncontrolled. So people just kind of fly down the road, and they're so used to not seeing a car there until there is one.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just want to remind people, and especially now kids going back to school and then driving back and forth to their sporting events and practices and music, whatever it might be after school, really just slow down and treat those like there's at the minimum a yield sign
mm-hmm.
or if a stop sign, just look.
Absolutely. And parents of kids who are driving, have the talk with them about looking out for the little kids, for one thing.
Yep.
And remind them that that speed limit sign on the side of the road is not a challenge.
That's right. That's right.
Because speed is one of the main contributing factors in the fatality crashes in this state.
Sure is.
And every state, for that matter.
It sure is. A lot of these things are, you know, they sound so simple, but they're so often forgotten just because they're a part of our everyday lives. We hear it so often. But we hope that just talking about this just slows people down a little bit and puts it back on their radar.
Yeah, one of the problems with the teenagers, you know, you remember as well as I do, you're 10 feet tall and bulletproof.
Absolutely.
You know, and then when you get to be our age, you're the best driver on the road, so
mm-hmm. it affects both.
It absolutely does.
And a lot of people, you know, the age-old, I'll watch for dust. That's a bad one because
yeah.
in the humid conditions lately, you don't see near as much dust. And all of a sudden, there's a truck, and you both
uh-huh.
got to stop. And it doesn't work that well.
Yeah. Well, in those gravel intersections, even the ones that are controlled, you get used to not seeing anybody, and they just, you know, treat the stop sign like it's not even there.
It's true.
So
absolutely.
Don't do that because I always used to say I would rather talk to you on the radio than talk about you on the radio.
That is such a good thing. And we say it every year. We just hope the parents that are listening, you know, we're all, like you said, we're all subject to these things. But kids, they just don't think of them
yeah.
often enough.
Yeah. And it's easy enough to get involved in a traffic crash when you do everything right.
Yes, it is.
And just ask your wife, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It can happen.
Or ask my wife.
Yeah.
Either one of them, yeah.
Driving down the road and you're doing what you can, and all of a sudden, maybe there's somebody in your pillar, the blind spots.
Yeah.
It happens.
Absolutely.
So quick. And adding the distractions just enhances that. And so we just hope and pray. You know, we see it so often, you know, when we're directing traffic at scenes, people are looking down at something.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we drive so often that it goes okay, that we think it's going to be fine until the one time you need to be looking and you're not.
Absolutely. Yep. All right. Well, Sheriff, thank you for joining us in the studio for Talk of the Town this morning. Do appreciate you coming over, sneaking the 8 blocks out of your county.
That's no problem. We call it our fringe area.
There you go. The Lapland.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Sioux County Sheriff Jamie Van Vorst. We will be back on Talk of the Town right after this.
facilities. Yeah, NCC has facilities. The Lifelong Learning and Recreation Center, it's free to all the full-time students who attend classes on campus. Free to be a member, free to take group fitness classes. It's a great place to play a pickup game of basketball, take a yoga or indoor cycling class, or get involved in a dodgeball tournament. And the Rec Center hires a lot of students to work there. Get your application in early at NCC. Your success is our story.
Make a quick stop by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition. You will experience a shop with hard-to-find liquors, wines, plus incredible items to naturally reduce pain and anxiety. Starting in September, the first Thursday of the month is wine tasting from your favorite local wineries, and the first Friday of the month will be bourbon and vodka samplings. And as always, they offer price match on all products also. Stop in and enjoy the experience at Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
There you go. And there we have this morning's... Oop, let me push the button here. That's better. There we have this morning's Talk of the Town program featuring Sioux County Sheriff Jamie Van Voorst. Talk of the Town is brought to you every Monday through Friday at 8:30 by Maintainer Corporation, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop, Northwest Iowa Community College, State Farm Insurance, Agent Nicholas Keene, Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, Sanford Sheldon Medical Center, the Train Station in Alton and Train Station 2 in Sheldon, and by Corner Discount. Join us again tomorrow morning at this same time for Talk of the Town right here on Kiowa FM 105.3. And the podcast will be posted on the website later this morning at kwaradio.com.